Hi, this is Jeff Ulmer. I also go by Megalith. I'm the head of the CCP, the Community Creature Project, and I'm speaking here with the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Someone give me a tankard! This is going to get good!
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Astrakhan Zelo, and I'm bringing you episode 76 of the only Neverwinter Nights podcast this week. Yep, that's right, I'm by myself. So without further ado, I'll talk about a little bit of news, and then we'll get into an interview with the CCP creators, or Community Creature Pack. So there's some interesting news about NeverwinterConnections.com. Seems there's a thread over there that started on their forums about how they're entertaining offers for a new team to take over NWNC and keep it alive. So you might want to go over there and check that out. Here's a quote from that thread from Galan, who I believe is one of the original creators of NWNC. He says, I've talked to Risen and we have agreed that if an offer were to be made for the NWNC website and assets, we would seriously consider it. And then he says, we would prefer that it go to the community in some form. Anyone interested can send an email to Galan@NeverwinterConnections.com. And then he says, thanks, Galan. So that sounds very interesting. And we may have some more exciting news about this in upcoming episodes, so be sure and check back. Also, go check out that thread over in the NWNC forums. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And so now, without further ado, here's the interview with Negalith, who is the head of the CCP Community Creature Pack team. The Community Creature Pack is kind of a CEP hack, but with loads of extra creatures from the D&D Monster Manual. In the interview, Skunk gets to talk to him about his process from being a novice with creating creatures for NWN1 to now being pretty good at them. So sit back and take a listen. You'll enjoy.
Hello, folks. This is Skunk Keen, and today I have with us Negalith from the Community Creature Pack. Hello, Negalith.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's great to have you on the show. The Community Creature Pack.
Well, it's a hack pack for Neverwinter Nights. It's primarily meant to introduce a bunch of creatures from the classic old-school kind of AD&D stuff into Neverwinter Nights. And it's kind of developed a little bit beyond that recently, where we added a lot of new placeables and such like that as well.
Now, with old-school creatures, what type of old-school creatures are in this content pack?
Oh, we're talking about stuff from the way back in the first edition, the good old-fashioned first Monster Manual and Monster Manual 2, and I think maybe even a few from the Fiend Folio. This is back from when D&D started back in, you know, the 80s. But, the kind of stuff, you know, the kind of signature creatures that really make D&D what D&D is, that somehow never managed to get themselves into Neverwinter Nights. You know, kind of classical stuff like Coattles and Behirs and Leprechauns and Giant Frogs and Ogre Magi and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. Good old Naga, you know, Neo-Tarkyigs, all those fun things.
Can you tell us about the roles of the team members that are with the Community Creature Pack, please?
Well, that's a little bit complicated. Way back in the day, when I first started off the CCP, I didn't know a thing about modeling or custom content or anything. But I really had this thing that I really, really wanted. I really wanted to have this old custom stuff that kind of made D&D in my mind. So I decided that, you know, the Community Expansion Pack was doing very, very well. And I figured, you know what, maybe we can get something going like this dedicated to doing some of this creature stuff. Now, we started off with a fundamental difference in the way we were going to look at things and the way the CEP looks at things. What the CEP did from the onset pretty much was said, look, we're going to do our best to put one big hack pack out there that is a gathering of all the great stuff that's off the vault. And, you know, there are some other places too, some other private websites where they, you know, other people put stuff. And, but basically the CEP decided they were going to gather up all this good stuff and make it one really awesome hack pack, kind of like the best of the best. Now, we started off with a very opposite philosophy. We sat down and said, look, this is the content that we think is vital to Neverwinter Nights being Dungeons and Dragons. So we made a list right off the bat, and we said, instead of just gathering stuff that other people did, we're going to make a concerted effort to make sure that we can fill this list of content and get all the stuff that we think is essential. And that's how it started off. Now, my role starting off was knowing very little about custom content. I knew nothing about modeling or skinning or animating or any of that fun stuff. I knew a little bit about doing 2DA stuff. But I was a pretty good organizer. I can, you know, make web pages and stuff. I'm pretty good at, you know, getting people together and organizing people and getting to kind of cooperate. So that's how I started off, and that was my first role. Now, right off the bat, I got a couple people to do quite a bit of content for Neverwinter Nights, and I kind of gathered them up and kind of started pushing them in one direction or another and kind of started getting things going. And that didn't work out too well. I guess we had some issues, some conflicts of personality and such, where a couple of the main guys on the project had some problems with each other. They got into some problems with some of the guys from DLA. Mm-hmm. I think they might have even gotten some problems with one of the guys from CEP. I'm really not sure. There's a period there during which I got things going, started the ball moving, and essentially stepped back and kind of let the people who were actually doing it do it. Mm-hmm. And in that time, we had an incident. Honestly, to this day, I have no idea what that incident was. I have no idea how it started. Mm-hmm. But one day, I got a call from, I got an email from one of the guys from the project who does a lot of the announcements and, you know, basically kind of our community liaison, gives me an email saying, oh my God, everybody's leaving the project. There's this huge problem, you know, somebody got into a fight with somebody. So as of that day, it was pretty much me and I'm the real thing who is he does a lot of the liaison stuff with other people in the community. So I was stuck with the project all by myself and I had no modeling skills whatsoever. So starting then, I had to kind of learn and teach myself how to do basic 3D modeling and animating and skinning and all that stuff that goes with making, you know, custom content. So that was kind of difficult. And the first thing I started doing was taking the content that other people had already submitted and basically doing my best to at least make that stuff workable. You know, whenever you get people who add stuff, you know, contribute stuff, there's always little tweaks. People see things differently and, you know, we want to do some animation tweaks and some, you know, skinning tweaks and stuff. And basically, I learned everything I know about doing creature models by messing with other people's stuff and making little improvements here and little improvements there. And as time went by, I went from being the organizer, the administrator portion of the project to being the lead content developer. And that was a very long, trying, and difficult process, I tell you.
Well, now, in your forums, you have tutorials that you've created for other people to do the same thing that you've done now. So you've came a long way, correct?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, there's still a lot of guys out there who are a whole lot better than I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do some stuff pretty well.
Sounds like you're just being humble. I think I like the stuff in the community creature bag.
Yeah, with a lot of the content, you know, a lot of it, you know, stuff can be hit or miss. Some of the stuff there is phenomenally good, mm-hmm. and some of it's pretty okay. I mean, there's an array of quality. You know, I wish I had the skills to make it, you know, as good as some of the guys out there. Some of the guys out there do remarkably good work. But, you know, in any kind of situation, anybody who knows anything about business knows that you have to kind of make a deciding point between quality and quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are guys out there who do the most amazing work, but, you know, it can take them 2 or 3 weeks to bang out a project. And trust me, I respect that completely. But here I was with a list of about 100 creatures that, you know, needed to get done.
Yeah.
And sometimes the quality was not as perfect as I would like it to be.
Myself, I like a good, decent balance between the two. And creatures are, I foresee, being a priority because there are so many story possibilities with them.
I agree.
What do you think some of the best work within the community creature pack?
Let's see. I did the Coatl, and I'm very, very happy with the Coatl. I love it. Somebody else did a version of the old Displacer Beast that came out really well. We have some giant frogs in there. Not the best quality model, but they're such an important model that I really love them nonetheless. We have all kinds of dinosaurs that came out very, very well. A lot of those came from another pack. I can't say that I'm the one who did most of the dinosaur fundamental work, but a lot of those required a lot of reskinning and fixing animations and fixing how high they float off the ground and stuff like that. And I'm actually very proud of the way a lot of those came out. Also, another thing CPP has took a lot of time wanting to do basic, simple animals. I mean, it's not all monsters. A lot of these things are just like even farm animals that I can't believe got left out. I mean, can you imagine having a fantasy setting without sheep? It's kind of silly. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that we had a good variety of regular animals in there, too, to fill things out.
Does the Community Creature Project work well alongside of the CEP pack?
I'm pretty sure it does. As a matter of fact, well, first off, the CEP is absolutely essential for the CCP. You know, there's a lot of shared texture files that are used for skins. I mean, you cannot use the Community Creature Project without the Community Expansion Pack. Now, as far as compatibility goes, we've tested a lot. I mean, I've never heard any reports of any conflicts between the CEP and the CCP. We try very, very, very hard to make sure that our stuff is compliant with CEP.
All right. How about alongside with other content packs like the CTP or CMP or CSP?
You know, in all honesty, I really haven't had the time or effort to be able to kind of go back and make it compatible with everything else. I've never tried. Our compatibility with the Community Expansion Project has always been the priority, and we really haven't looked much further than that.
Well, I'll give you a heads up, because I've tried it, and I've had no conflicts, because it's all skyboxes or music and tile sets, and it has never given me a conflict with my building.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
How come there is no ERF with the CCP that lets you automatically list all the creatures?
You know, one of the things that you can do when you build a hack pack is you can decide to either put the blueprints in an ERF form that get imported into a module, or you can put them directly into the hack pack. Now, this is always that causes a lot of controversy. No matter which way you go and what choice you make, you're going to upset about half the people. And we decided to go with putting the blueprints directly into the hack pack, primarily because there is a limit to the amount of custom content or blueprints that you can have in any given module. And when you have the blueprints in a hack pack, they don't count against those totals. So we basically wanted people to be able to have those blueprint references that they can use and have those just by using the hack pack alone without having to essentially worry about importing stuff that's going to, you know, count off of, you know, 100, 200 different slots against what your maximum, you know, creatures are.
Mm-hmm. Well, for myself, it was easy to end up making my own blueprints within the tool set, but yeah, it was a little time-consuming because there's a lot of stuff that the CCP has. But I wasn't aware of that the limitations. But, yeah, if you got, like, a whole bunch of stuff in your module as far as creatures go, yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah, and those limits are pretty high. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who have persistent worlds running that, you know, have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of, you know, blueprints of, you know, items and creatures and everything else. And the last thing I want to do is have them not use CCP because it's going to add, you know, another couple hundred, you know, blueprints here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, this goes back to another thing, too, is what we've always wanted, too, for the CCP was to be a one hack, everything in one hack. We don't want people to have three or four different hack packs. Now, I understand that the Community Expansion Pack does that, and I understand why they're doing that. I understand where they're coming from. But I've always had a little bit of trouble making sure that I have, you know, all the right ones in the right order. And quite frankly, we wanted to make CCP so easy to use that there is just one file overall. You plug it in, it works, and everything's fine.
As a team, what are some of the challenges you faced with the new version, if any, of the latest release of CCP to the vault?
You know, the new version really wasn't that bad. I think there was a little bit of a snafu with the way things with 1.69 and the CEP worked out. As I understand it, BioWare made a copy of the 2DA files for 1.69 available to the CEP project ahead of time so that they could basically have CEP ready to roll as soon as the 1.69 patch came out. And CEP was very kind to us, and they gave us an early copy of their modified 2DAs that we could further modify so that CCP would also be fully compliant with CEP, which would be compliant with 1.69. However, the people at BioWare, you know, Neverwinter Nights, kind of surprised all of us at the end and changed some of those 2DAs, you know, just as that last patch came out, And at the last minute, we were basically kind of waiting in limbo until the CEP got their 2DAs compliant with 1.69. And after that, then we finally got to try and be compliant with them. So it was kind of a hurry up and wait scenario.
Talked about this before, about the lesson tutorials you have at the forum.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about the tutorials that you've written up, please?
Absolutely. If you recall, when I said there was a point at which the CCP almost fell apart, you know, I lost a lot of my developers, a lot of people doing content. I was really desperate to bring other people on board and try and get new people and, you know, new blood and new people helping me out. So one of the steps that I took to do that was I wanted to eliminate that excuse of, well, I'd love to help, but I don't know what I'm doing. So what I did is I sat down and made a bunch of tutorials that involved themselves primarily with the animation process. You know, because that's the big time-consuming part. You know, making the 3D model isn't that bad. Getting the 3D model isn't that bad. But sometimes animating those things can take forever, especially if they're not in standard. If it's kind of humanoid, or if it's kind of the same shape as an already existing monster, that's not a problem. There's ways to rig those to existing models and make them animate real easy. But when you're doing really, really strange creatures for which there isn't anything that kind of matches out there, you need to do all the animation from the ground up, and that's really, really time-consuming. And a lot of the CCP creatures are that way. So I wanted to spend a lot of time working on helping new people understand from the ground up how to do animation of creature models for Neverwinter Nights. And because I had to learn it myself from the ground up, you know, I learned it like from scratch, not but a month or two before. So all this stuff was fresh in my head. And I remember when I was writing these tutorials, I wrote them from the knowledge of knowing absolutely positively zero to being able to do a full-fledged set of, you know, of animations for a Neverwinter Nights creature. And like I said, they all have that from the ground up. They're all made where you can start with tutorial one, knowing absolutely nothing about GMax or 3D Studio Max or any of the Neverwinter Nights stuff, and learn everything about how to animate a creature.
Oh, wicked. Well, if somebody wants to help the CCT team, how would they contact you?
The best way is to send me an email. And my email address is really easy to find through any of my vault entries, through the forum for the Community Creature Project. You know, it's negalith@aol.com. It's not much more simple than that.
All right. Well, what does the future hold for CCP?
You know, at this point, I understand that there's supposed to be another version of the Community Expansion Pack coming out soon. I think 402 had mentioned that it might be about a month. I guess there are some conflicts with some of the stuff between CEP and 1.69 still. And basically, we've decided that we are going to keep our updates completely in line with CEP updates. Basically, when CEP updates, we're going to do another version of ours to make sure that they're completely compatible. And we're also, if you've noticed, right now we have our community creature project is the same version number as the CEP is. And we intend to always make sure that the CCP has the same exact version number as the version of the CEP that it corresponds with. Now, as far as extra content goes, I'm really not seeing adding a whole bunch of new content unless I get, you know, new blood and new fresh blood and who wants to contribute material and do developing stuff. I mean, like I said, we're expecting the next update in, as 402 said, about a month or so. And that doesn't give me a whole lot of time to make a whole lot of new content. But if other people, you know, join in the process and say they wanted their stuff added in too, I'm always happy to get some more help and add some more content.
All right. Is there anything, any list of credits from the CCP or anybody in the community you would like to say hello or thanks to?
Man, there are a bunch of the guys. One of the guys who's been with me through all of it is a guy who goes by the handle of I'm the Real Thing. And he was, right from the get-go, one of the guys who always kind of was there giving encouragement and always kind of doing a lot of the promotional stuff, talking to a lot of the other communities, kind of getting the CCP name out there. There's another guy who goes by the name of Adam, A-T-O-M, who has been a great contributor of content, particularly early on. He left us about halfway through, but you know, a lot of his work was fundamental to getting the CCP going. And I would say those are the two primary figures in the project aside from myself.
Thank you very much for coming on to the podcast show, Negalith.
And always a pleasure.
Hope to have you again when there's future updates to CCP, please.
I'll do my best.
All right, so that's the interview. Sounds like Negalith is getting pretty good at creating creatures for NWN1. So if you want to help him out, be sure and follow the links in the show notes and let him know how you can help him out. So that's it for this week. Don't forget to purchase your NWN podcast t-shirts by going to the Cafe Press store located at cafepress.com/NWN podcast or by clicking on the t-shirt link on the front page. So until next week, get in game and level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.